Just say what it is, man. You're going to eat play out no matter what.
Alright, this font got smaller.
Yeah. So we're going to smaller. This week, are there no roles because there's no promotion because this is the last season?
There are very few roles, so I'll just tell you. Roll your command.
Everybody?
Yes, everybody roll command.
Oh, this is for who's leading, right?
No, this is for roll.
Oh, really?
You'll still roll for who's leading. Right?
Oh. Eight.
Oh, no.
Seven. Wow, it's like 14.
Yeah. I have 6 unused experience. How important is this?
Nothing important.
7.
So what does it take to buy up a staff?
2 more than what your current staff is.
That's the first time I've seen you put to sleep. Well, it's on your... we'll find out if it can work.
2 more than it currently is?
Yes. Yeah, so 3 to 4 house five.
So do I want to get my presence up or my snake alive?
Both.
Well, that's right.
I'd do in first.
I just improved my intellect.
I'm guessing it's 3 dice.
They both hit me 4 dice.
I did hit the 4 dice last time.
Yeah, I probably do that. That's a big mistake. I should have done it a long time ago.
That one's catching up to me. I should
apparently you're all doing it.
I should be much smarter.
I should
the rest of you poses.
Well, nearly every skill.
Okay, so the first one is...
Yeah, I increased my int last week, and then I realized how hopeless life was. So I got all angry. Worst way to wear a Friday, though.
Then how much? I got 5.
Okay. I really roll administration.
Hey, that's presence, too, isn't it?
This would be... Do you have some sort of personnel? Structure personnel?
I have structure personnel.
Well, how can I not?
5.
On your 6.
13. Specialization.
Skill.
Everybody roll instruction.
It is a presence. Specialized in teaching?
Yes.
I only remember 5.
I remember it being on my list for a long time, but I never bought it.
Six.
8.
Oh, wow. I rolled all 5.
That'd be a 5 then?
That'd be a 20.
What's going on? What'd you get to roll? 2. 2.
Sucks when they're all ones and 2s.
Okay. Well, last one is different skill for each person. So, science. what kind of science do you have? Use your, like, you have, like, some kind of life.
I have physical science, I have planetary science, I have life science. I have...
You're just a scientist, aren't you?
Whichever one you want.
That's your favorite. And I have anthropology and archaeology.
Ship systems? Your favorite. Engineering, your favorite.
Systems. Okay, my favorite.
My favorite in technical.
Technical.
Anthro is my favorite. It's unfortunately the one I'm in there, too.
My favorite medical science. There is only favorite special
medicine. I have microbiology.
Because I have to buy it for that same kind of people thing. So.
Anthropology kind of eight.
I can't decide which one's my favorite.
Tactical 8.
Microbiology 15.
My favorite shipboard system is primitive weapon sword.
Propulsion.
Propulsion?
Yeah.
Good job, baby.
Yeah, bro.
I'll leave you ask Max.
Okay. Please?
Actually, the captain would like it.
She didn't have to know.
She would care. As long as you're able to perform later that day.
That's the last you can watch, right?
Yeah,
anyway.
practice tantric love making?
Tantric.
Apparently, tantric style of feng shui. I thought that was important. I see that's where you never quite move your furniture.
That was pretty good. That
was pretty good.
Well, I think you should write it down this morning and practicing it in your head all day.
Okay, so it's the start of a new season.
Wait, do we get in?
Do our uniforms look any different? Has the ship changed?
Hairstyle.
If you don't go to Seven Seasons, the network's just going to hire somebody else to finish up the series. You're going to ruin your vision.
I'll say baby.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's cool.
Maybe hairstyle.
We don't have new uniforms?
They always have new uniforms in the sixth season.
It was that... Yeah, it was the sixth season that Troy got rid of her cleavage.
Yeah.
But it was the second season or third season that Worf got his better look. Oh, but he did get the long hair in the sixth. Yeah. But Worf got
you
his.
You two have slightly different names.
Whoa!
And you're not in the better ship.
Not in the ship?
So,
different ships?
So, no,
different
ship.
Ships?
Ship.
Different uniforms?
Slightly different uniforms.
I never know what's
we're on the main ship, everyone else is on the.
Gamma.
Yeah.
Inferior, so like the tag sticks out on ours.
I start growing a beard.
Growing a beard?
Yeah.
You should have had it from
that's good. Oh! I shave off all
the
my
video list. The video list.
All these years, I've had the angled sideburns. Fuck that shit.
The beard is for the most grittier season. With the struggling with
they
the
didn't have any uniforms but skirts, did they? They were all just jumpsuit things.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, this time.
Next time?
This time period, yep. It's all jumpsuits. It's in all seasons. It's actually a few pieces. We'll see. So, let's see. So it's time to, like... I guess it doesn't matter. You two are still the same. So you two have, like, you know, you're new, like, department head and stuff.
Woohoo!
What are you new department head of? Science, I think.
Hey, I used to be department head. What happened?
Yeah.
You should still be department head.
Really?
For your shift. Yeah, shift.
No, I'm still on the same shift.
Department head and medical.
Shift.
Oh, wait, yeah, sorry.
It's like, oh my god.
Where's life?
I didn't mean to erase that, Kevin, thanks.
Yeah, but now I've got line officer, plus one.
Yeah, I'm a line officer.
So, okay.
I don't see that anywhere on my sheet. Oh, there it is.
You know, after last season, Ronald was just kind of, you know, starting to go down.
Hell yeah.
I know.
I would.
In general.
If I could say, towards the end of last season, actually, it started going
right.
You being officer, you're not too sure why the... Eric would probably know. So he probably mentioned something about, you know, people are losing confidence in the captain and all the other ships.
So we're going to finally resolve that plot point, huh? You're just going to have to hang out there for 5 seasons.
So...
I guess it's 4 seasons.
You're actually... So you're... Dave's...
but that's
in charge of the... you know, you're in charge of the brig right now, and so the captain.
Did you say the captain?
Wow. Yeah. Yes, captain.
Called you.
You know, stand the
captain, whatever. She's like, she wants to talk to you.
Okay, so is she actually on the ship or
yeah,
on
come to the bridge.
The bridge? Okay, we go to her ready room.
Yeah, go to her ready room. So you said,
Jake just doesn't do it for me anymore.
Yeah, she came on me. I said no. End the plot.
See, they find themselves shipped off. So she said, "You know, you what's your?"
That's not the art of destiny to be read in Donald.
Huh? I've read these all years ago.
Like time travel now.
So she says she feels that, you know, the crew is getting a bit.
I think
restless. Yeah, restless, a bit of a malaise.
We need a good victory.
That's good. But in lieu of that, since, you know, there's nothing going on,
the whole shit in the holodeck.
When you're in charge of coming up, something for, you know, to help bring the crew together.
Competition. You're making me morale officer. My career.
No, no, no. just
finally, that's the last. Well,
I got a great idea. We could build a captain's yacht.
Oh, yeah.
Except one that people could actually fit in. Not a little cushion.
You have a place to hold your hand.
Hand rails. I wasn't looking for a captain's butt.
Designed for just the captain and maybe one other person. You know, did I ever tell you guys that the transporter pad folds down into a bed?
Yeah. No, you said they fold down into seats, actually.
Yeah, if you put the seats up and then the whole thing drops down to a queen size bed.
So she says, I'm not making you more out, I'm just giving you an assignment to, put something together.
Okay.
She says, this is, I feel you need to, relate better with the crew.
You would need to relate better to the crew.
You seem to distance yourself from everybody, so, little clique of people.
Yeah, I'm not really that tight with them either.
Alright.
None of us like you.
Exactly.
But, a good officer has a good relationship with the crew. So this, she'll help you establish better relations.
Kevin's apparently going with a more open-ended plot. Throw a party. We'll see what happens.
Second half of the last episode of Honest Party.
Hilarious hijinks. Hilarious hijinks.
But she didn't say party. She just said some kind of activity.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be a party. It could be like, all right, people, we're all going to repaint the ship.
Nope.
Orgy.
The first semi-annual Discovery Olympics.
The Discovery Olympics.
And one of them, of course, one of the events, of course, will be Parisi Square.
To the death!
Wait, isn't that for one competition?
Heck yeah.
Okay.
Well, not everybody's playing. Some people up in the stands.
Right, and they're playing with different people.
Then the fights start to break out.
Hollow Olympics. Discovery, USS Discovery, Hollow Olympics.
Versus?
So, classic.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Versus the old Enterprise.
Or your new,
that's a fun idea. Yeah.
How do you want to meet your department?
Yeah.
We'll meet our just like to call them all together and see what they're all doing.
Okay. So, they're about, let's see, four shifts, so probably a dozen sciences per site. In a peak system. So you get them all in the meeting room or whatever. You can say anything.
Maybe get an opportunity to make a web bundle so I'm the only person in this universe.
It's great to meet y'all. I know some of y'all already, and I'm taking over as department head, so I'd like to know what projects everyone's working on, basically, so I can go and make sure we're getting all the resources for everyone's project. And
so you're taking over the department head.
And all the other help that we can get all these scientific endeavors moving forward as far as quickly as possible. And it's
the way.
It'd also be good maybe to start having some meetings where we can talk about our discoveries and kind of learn from each other. I got a lot of great things in mind.
Aren't you from a gamma ship?
Okay.
He's one of those.
Mick Charmel.
Hey, that's presence, isn't it?
Yeah.
Aha, I bought the right one.
Okay, Charm.
Hi.
Okay. Make a perception roll. This is not search.
Not search.
This is going to be a search roll, but not perception. Well,
search, not perception. Got it. Is it perception?
Yeah, that's perception.
Six.
You totally fucked up my numbers there. What the hell do you do? My renown stuff. I think I had a 0 openness last week. I have a 3 now.
Do you?
Yeah, didn't you?
Yeah,
this is
I don't think
that
changes
that one. I don't know. Maybe
you're very open.
Yeah, apparently.
Or something.
I know they just want to have something to take away this season. Yeah. You know, that was fun. Reset it at the beginning of the season. I got 6 on my perception.
Okay. So, you know, everybody's very cordial with you.
Mm-hmm.
But a bit distant.
Well, I'm gonna start organizing these weekly talks that people are gonna talk about, you know, what things they've been learning, and
you gotta bring a donut.
Everybody seems to be, you know, talking down to you when they're explaining the products.
Mm-hmm. Are they all slowly
and loud?
Slowly and loud, making sure you understand the, you know, the various principles of
whenever I can, I try and explain how well I understand the principles. If it's anything in my expertise, I make sure they know they don't need to talk down to me.
Okay. Make a physical science roll.
Roger. There's a technical babble. Skill. Technical babble.
Fast stuff. Yeah. 7. Okay. You were spending a lot of time, you know, when you were in Geneva and working on the classes there. You know, these guys are not that good.
Well, I'll try to help them out whenever I can and get them the resources they need to get better.
Okay.
Like a whole ship. And I will.
Barclays.
I will accept the slings and arrows of their contempt until I am able to show them that I'm at least as knowledgeable as they.
You know what you could do?
Okay.
It's just one shift, give them the whole day off, every shift off, and you do everything yourself. Get a lot of checks, they'll be really impressed.
And if they're still being kind of cold and cordial, I'm going to supplement our Friday lectures with a Tuesday tea.
That'll do it.
Well, what's in that English?
So you've got the positive stimuli working. You need some negative stimuli.
What?
The keypad could shock them when they screw up.
They'll
learn less faster that way.
Honey attracts more scientists than vinegar.
Right. But you know, vinegar will also make scientists go away from it. So, you know, you got these. The pull and the push.
So Godard, you were gone for like, you know, a couple months on vacation, whatever. Yeah. When you come back, there are a lot of transfers in the engineering section of Gamacha. And you come back and everything is like a mess.
What the hell did you guys do?
You know, there are wires everywhere and litter everywhere.
Anyone that still know in the department?
There's some people.
Yeah. The slugs are still around. That's how it works, isn't it?
Yeah, seems like only the like a little like, you know, you take the half, the good half and the bad half, you still have that half.
Yeah.
And then there were some and there were other people, you know,
happened. What the hell? I'll ask someone, I know, what the hell's going on here? What happened? What'd you guys do?
Sir?
What's all this fire hanging out?
Yeah, you haven't used wire first from the original 30s.
Well, I guess I'll begin fixing everything right away.
So you fix everything yourself?
You're all off.
They're all idiots, right?
You're all fired. You're in the air stair lock. I'm kicking up.
Right?
I'll fix the big stuff, I guess.
If I were you, I'd reset all their seniority right now.
Huh?
Well, you know, right now you got a bunch of guys with a bow have no more seniority.
That's true.
Yeah, so maybe half the our new might be good.
Yeah, maybe.
Donald, you do anything before you meet your department?
Pray.
Pray the slow chart.
The way it's going now, I should be praying. Yeah, I have a little party with all the people from the old ship. I'm going to miss you guys.
Drunken orgy. Where you go? One last.
So some of them, you know, say that they heard of the bitch.
Yeah.
Okay. So they say, you know, they heard of the bitch. Yeah. So, you know, it was obviously a plum assignment. And then make a... I wish it was an intrigue skill.
Eric has some
for psychology.
Streetwise, maybe.
I have streetwise.
Yeah, streetwise.
Espionage.
Add my empathy to the role, or
just
espionage.
So,
okay. So, I
assume it's not looking
comfortable.
Could be.
You also hear, that leadership
half dozen
people charge the leadership. All of them, you know, staunch.
This is your moral compass? Yep.
Okay. They've always made all any consular and bitterness.
Well, is it such an anything
particular? Leadership, you know. They've always
looked down upon all the consular. We usually have some lame reason.
Great. They're all going to be like,
Unfortunately, some of those marketing ends up giving you crap you never use. That actually, you know, has to prove it. They get the mirror one.
Mirror?
Yeah. Because you might be the next person in the Star Wars program. Well, I didn't get it. I was actually there. Yeah. I was at a contract. But everybody else got mirrors.
Mirror?
Yeah. Outside it says, inside here is an image of somebody who may be in the next Star Wars program or whatever, and you open it up and there's a mirror. They gave you a little frame.
Really lame.
They gave you a frame one once, a frame little thing. It's a nice little frame, and inside it was the, you know, vision, mission, values kind of concept.
So this is a person.
Well, everybody thought they even threw them out, you know, or were going to throw them out, and I collected a bunch of them, took out the crap, gave them to Julius, and now we have photos all around the poster. You see these plastic frames. So,
where do you avoid them?
Huh?
Perhaps you avoid your whole department.
Yeah. No. Okay. Medical security. I want to go look at the files on all my people.
Okay.
I'm the counselor. I can see what they're like.
So you want the...
The personality profile.
Personality profile. All right. They are...
They're all classified. What the?
Well, when I present my resume, I can look at the... Now that I'm their department, now I can look at their department records.
Yeah. Okay. Next computer research. Should be coming up. Yes. Whoa, that's a really weird record. That is the wrong one. Five.
Six.
Okay. So...
What is 7 health?
Okay. Okay. They are, well, in terms of their actual records, they all have a bit more, you know, they'll want to say, you know, this is terrible, really well. Okay, so you know, they're obviously a very competent, you know, much better than Lex Legam.
Okay. Ha. Lucky you.
You know, personality wise, they seem to be
two guys plus one.
Well, I figure it all out so that I know where everybody is.
Who's the first one?
Figure out what buttons, you know, what all the buttons are,
okay.
Whether I want to push them or not.
I thought girl interrupt. I know all of them.
Or whatever your counseling will. Yeah. I think it's just medical science.
Well, we're psychology. No, I've got persuasion counseling.
I
who cares what their opinions are? Give them opinions.
Okay, and I'll also see if I can talk to the previous counselors who worked on that shift to see what they have to say.
End of the next generation card decides it's going to start playing poker.
So I'll counsel you
to kind of get known and all.
Okay.
I think last episode of this series,
you know, they're very good.
The captain decided to stop playing poker with them.
Poker.
Got it.
Poker.
Very witty, Will.
Yeah, I amuse myself.
Well, actually, it's charming.
Okay.
Probably one of my personal goals, but I don't know how long.
Okay, so she said, you know, you just have to be open and honest with them. They don't like, you know, we've never stopped talking about counseling because, you know, they're all soft and everything. So you just got to show that, you know, just as much, you know, as much medical knowledge as they do.
Okay. Okay.
Here's a pacer.
Okay. So then when I meet them, I guess I'll...
Well, we could just take publisher?
No. So...
And now, introducing you to her.
You should do that.
Yeah, great.
Let me try that.
So...
When you put her in charge.
Hey, in ceremonies, it.
My name's Joe, and I'm a medical officer, and I don't think we should have a counselor in charge.
Hey, I'm skilled in counseling too. In medicine too. Look, watch me perform this brain surgery.
Wow, I would never have expected that. She's so much more competent than I am.
Look, I can make a blade switch by touching his brain here.
So, did I get from the psych research I did I get the impression that they were, you know, if I got up there and started talking myself up, that they were going to resent that, or that?
You know, the best way to go
probably is
to go with your personality, man.
Okay.
Betas always they like get naked for ceremonies and such. So I really think your introductory meeting.
Yeah. That's funny. Hey, can we go to that meeting?
And you know, it's always important, you know, accentuate the positive.
So okay, so when I meet them, I'll just I'll introduce myself.
How are you? Drop the temperature in the room a little too.
You know, tell them a little bit about my background.
Make the women more confident,
you know,
and men less.
You know, my primary training is in counseling, but I do also have, you know, a good medical background, and I'm looking over the records that the shift has run, you know, really well
up until now, so I'm not really planning on changing anything. I know you guys are all really good at what you do, and you keep doing what you're doing, and I'm just going to try not to get in the way.
Okay.
And basically along that vein.
Okay, we can order.
And, you know, that I hope I can be friends with everybody. And
you're not doing this right. You're making examples of the off the bat. They fear you.
Good.
Okay.
First guy that lifts off, man, you put him in his place.
All right, so
publicly.
See you
later.
What about you, Dave? You want to do anything?
Well, again,
with what?
Does anybody, nobody gets uppity or anything? Not yet. Okay.
Yeah. So that's sort of a plan sheet. Nothing really better or worse came out of it.
I want to communicate with all the local ships. And organize.
Not really actual other ships.
I know. There's probably only a few. So we can get enough. We get a few of them. So the Olympics will be good.
It's the neutral zone follies.
Okay. You're on patrol of the route, or any other ships?
Right. Gotcha. Don't have to travel far.
You can do it between ships instead of between ships.
Yeah, well, that would kind of cause more problems than we already have. That's kind of part of the problem.
You two are still in the gamma show.
Holiday? Historical figures?
Yeah.
Get our ass kicked?
Yeah. Learn how to combat. Okay.
That's not a bad idea.
So we're actually
you're pulling double.
We're pulling double duty then?
Even better. You communicate.
Cool.